Right then, let's crack on, shall we? In a world where technology moves at, well, a blistering pace, governments face a rather monumental task, don't they? How do they not just keep up, but genuinely adapt to serve their citizens effectively? It's easy to feel a bit swamped by all the information out there, I find. But our mission today is to try and cut through that noise and offer some genuine clarity.
Indeed, and that's precisely what this deep dive is all about, really. We're going to unpick how the Flemish government is embracing digital transformation. Our focus is squarely on understanding this ongoing evolution, the unique challenges they're facing, and the rather innovative thinking that's driving it all forward.
Absolutely. And the brilliant insights we're drawing from today come from a really fascinating article. It's titled Flemish Government Digital Transformation, A Mindset Shift. And it features the thought leadership of Christelle de Bleek, an account manager at Sopristeria. So our mission today is to truly grasp what digital transformation as a mindset really means, plus discover the three significant hurdles the Flemish government is tackling, and then look at some, you know, inspiring examples that point to the future. We'll be extracting those vital nuggets of insight that will hopefully leave you feeling genuinely well-informed. So to set the stage, the article opens with a really powerful quote from Christelle de Bleek herself. She says, "Digital transformation is not a milestone, it is a mindset." Now, that's the statement that, well, that begs for further exploration, doesn't it? For many, digital transformation often sounds like a project with a clear start and end date. What's the hidden complexity, or perhaps the common pitfall, in viewing it that way as just a milestone?
That's a very perceptive question. What Christelle's articulating there is that digital transformation isn't some one-off project with a neat end date you tick off a list. It's a fundamental, continuous evolution. It just keeps going. The core insight here, I think, is that true digital transformation is about government keeping pace with, well, lightning speed technological developments. Yeah. Also, they can provide adequate, timely support to citizens and businesses.
Yeah.
It's about constant adaptation, you know, not a single destination you arrive at and then sort of dust your hands off.
I see. And Christelle uses this vivid analogy, comparing it to a tanker changing course, a very slow process. So what are the broader implications of that image, that slow, deliberate shift rather than a quick turn of the rudder?
It's a brilliant analogy, actually, because it underscores the sheer scale and the inertia involved in transforming a large governmental body. It really differentiates between simple digitization and profound digital transformation, which are quite different things. Look, consider a common form, for instance. Digitization is merely being able to fill in that form online instead of printing it, filling it out by hand, and then maybe uploading it. But true digital transformation, as Crystal points out, is being able to follow the entire process online, knowing precisely when the form is being processed and knowing when you can expect a decision. Both the government and citizens absolutely must adopt this comprehensive digital mindset for it to be a real success.
That's such a crucial distinction, isn't it? It's about transparency and continuous engagement, not just moving a paper process onto a screen. It makes you think, doesn't it? How might this kind of shift in mindset directly impact your own interactions with public services? What value could it bring to your daily life if you could track every step of a process, just like you might track a parcel? And well, to build this kind of transparent, continuous system, you need more than just a mindset shift. You need the right visionaries and strategic partners, too. Which brings us neatly to Christelle de Bleek herself and her crucial role, with a background at leading IT organizations like Oracle, IBM, and Atos, quite the CV. She's now bringing that wealth of experience to Sopristeria, where, as the article says, she bridges the gap between technology and the needs of public organizations for the Flemish government. And Sopristeria clearly positions itself as a strategic digital partner.
They do indeed. Sopristeria offers the Flemish government a really extensive range of services. This includes everything from supporting large-scale data migrations and website development right through to essential process automation. Their approach is certainly strategic. They're constantly collaborating with our clients, looking at how they can provide support in cutting-edge areas like AI, cloud technology, data management, and cybersecurity, you know, the big ones.
Right. Given Sopristeria's strong IT background, one might assume their support is purely about technical implementation, you know, nuts and bolts. But how deeply do they actually get involved in the broader strategy and the human element of change management? Is it a true partnership or more of a classic vendor-client relationship in practice?
Well, it goes much deeper than just implementation, definitely. Sopristeria has dedicated consultants who develop detailed digital transformation roadmaps for various agencies. They also have consultants specializing in change management who think strategically about the entire digital strategy and its rollout. The people side of things. Crystal herself is involved in discussions at various levels, for example, with a secretary general, CISOs, that's chief information security officers, data scientists, or cybersecurity specialists, really delving into the subject matter to see where they can make a tangible difference.
And of course, you can have the most brilliant strategy in the world, but if you don't have the right people to execute it, it all falls apart, doesn't it? There's this constant need for skilled IT specialists.
Right.
That must be a significant challenge for any government.
It is, absolutely, a huge challenge. The Flemish government is continuously on the lookout for top-notch IT specialists. And Soprasteria plays a pivotal role here by providing the right IT profiles in-house. These could be anything from data analysts and testers to Java developers or enterprise architects, a whole range. What's important to Soprasteria isn't just supplying staff, though. It's about being involved in appealing projects where they can offer customers an end-to-end solution delivering comprehensive value.
It really highlights the sheer complexity and scale of bringing together the right technology, strategy, and talent for government-wide change. It's a massive undertaking, genuinely. And as Christelle DeBleek candidly states, despite all this effort, this digital transformation process is far from complete, precisely because of three major fundamental challenges they're actively tackling.
They are indeed, and they're challenges that resonate far beyond Flanders, I think. The first one is artificial intelligence. AI. The core questions here are fundamental. Where will we use AI within the government? How will we use it? And crucially, what will it genuinely be useful for? Not just for the government itself, but for its employees, and most importantly for citizens. These are, well, they're big questions that require careful ethical consideration.
Absolutely. Ethical considerations are key there. What's the second challenge?
The second major challenge is security. Cybersecurity. We've all seen the news. The number of cyber attacks has just increased significantly in recent years. It's quite alarming. Government organizations, businesses, and individual citizens are increasingly falling victim to cyber criminals. What's particularly concerning, and Christelle highlights this, is that often an organization or company might not even be aware that it's been hacked. So the question becomes, how can we truly protect ourselves against this onslaught? And just as importantly, how do we get citizens on board? Simply warning them to be careful and to use secure passwords just isn't enough anymore. It requires a fundamental shift in awareness and practice.
It really does. It feels like a constant battle. And the third challenge.
And finally, the third challenge, which is perhaps the most human-centric, is digital inclusion. Crystal notes that not everyone is digitally literate. It's easy to forget that sometimes. Some people find it incredibly easy to adapt to new technology, but others have great difficulty getting to grips with it. And here's the kicker. Even those who are digitally literate might, at some point, find that technology is advancing so quickly they can no longer keep up. The urgent need is to raise awareness of this issue to ensure that all citizens are genuinely on board and not left behind in the digital slipstream.
You're absolutely spot on. These aren't just technical hurdles, are they? They're deeply societal issues that affect everyone, touching on questions of trust, equity, and access. It makes me reflect on my own experiences, actually. Have you or maybe someone you know struggled with digital literacy or perhaps worried about cybersecurity? It really reinforces the idea that these are shared concerns in our digital age. So we've talked about the challenges and the vision. Are there any countries then that have truly managed to navigate these waters successfully, offering a bit of a beacon of inspiration for places like Flanders?
Absolutely. And Christelle points to Estonia as an incredibly inspiring example. They're genuinely one of the front runners in digital transformation. It's quite something. The vast majority of Estonian residents have what's called a digital passport. Now, this isn't just for international travel. They can use it for nearly all government affairs, whether it's registering a newborn baby, applying for a parking permit, or even voting in elections. It's all done with a single e-identity card, which every Estonian resident possesses. Pretty streamlined.
That's truly fascinating. Estonia is often held up as the gold standard, isn't it? But is their model truly replicable everywhere, particularly in older, larger, perhaps more complex bureaucratic systems like Flanders? Or are there unique historical or cultural factors that made it easier for them to achieve this level of digital integration? What do you reckon?
That's a fair challenge, definitely. While every nation has its unique context, its own history, the underlying lesson from Estonia's success isn't just the digital passport itself, I think. It's the foundational trust framework they built. And the unwavering political will to mandate and integrate digital services across all public functions right from the ground up. That's the real blueprint, perhaps, for accelerated transformation. And indeed, that is where the ambition lies for Flanders. As Christelle reiterates, achieving this level of ambition requires strategic partners, partners who can combine deep technological expertise with a profound understanding of the public sector. So Presteria clearly wants to take on that pivotal role, bringing the right profiles on board from Java developers to enterprise architects, and thinking along with their customers for the long term, because IT is such a fast-moving landscape, you have to look ahead.
Wow, just imagine the impact of such a unified digital identity in your own country. Think about the potential benefits. Perhaps no more endless forms, just seamless, secure interactions. That sounds appealing. But also ponder the potential challenges and considerations that might arise. Privacy, security, inclusion again. It's certainly a lot to mull over.
What a journey we've been on today. We've truly unpacked how digital transformation is not a static milestone, is it? It's a continuous mindset journey. It's about a fundamental shift in how governments operate and interact with citizens. A really profound change when you think about it.
And we've delved into those three critical challenges that Christelle DeBlake and her team at Presteria are so focused on. The careful integration of AI, the paramount importance of robust security in an age of rising cyber threats, and the crucial need for digital inclusion to ensure no one is left behind. These aren't just technical problems, they're deeply human ones, as we said.
And we've seen that inspiring vision from afar, with Estonia's digital passport showcasing a wonderfully connected, digitally forward future, a powerful benchmark for what's possible in Flanders and, well, beyond.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's a thought for you, our listener. We've heard how governments and their partners are working tirelessly to facilitate this digital shift. Now, what do you think is your role as a citizen in embracing or perhaps influencing this digital mindset? How can your own individual digital literacy and engagement contribute to creating a genuinely inclusive and transformed digital society? Something to think about.
A brilliant question to ponder. Thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Flemish government's digital transformation journey.
Do keep exploring and engaging with these vital topics. Yeah. Until next time.